Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number. Call Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
You know, I'm kind of what you'd call a musical son of a bitch, and I can't play instrument number one.
Nope.
And
triangle.
I mean, I think
I thought you got a guitar. I was playing.
They're autographed by people. I cannot pick them up and play them. I know. In my old,
it sucks.
In my Mac Daddy apartment that I had, Mac Daddy. That's fun. In my Mac Daddy apartment, Fat Boy, remember right there in front of the bar, I had the autographed guitars displayed.
Yep.
They were like on this really nice display rack or whatever.
Look at my exes.
And people would often say, "Oh, do you play?" Mm-hmm. Nope, I don't.
I had one that was autographed a long time ago.
All my exes live in Rex's.
I gave that away to a child.
Look, it's impressive if you could play the guitar and pick it up, but like actually trying to learn sucks.
I did. I took classes.
But my,
it was fun.
The thing I was going to say is,
I'm not good, but
like I came up with the title of what I think is going to be like the next big country classic, and not referring to my previous work, a new one. If you heard earlier, it's called "I Hope God Doesn't Look Like Willie." You know, because you think like what
the singer,
what he looks like, you know, Willie now, you know, just really like, yeah,
not
much of a beard at all. Still got the ponytails, not pigtails. What's it called?
Handlebars?
No, just when it's in two
braids.
Yes, the braids. There we go. I don't want God to look like Willie.
You just got to be careful how you like, you know.
Benton Blunt, come back into the music industry with me.
he's busy running the city.
Edwin McCain, let's do a country album.
Oh, yeah.
We'll corner him the next time he's in the building.
Others? Yeah, he's our janitor now.
If the Lord looks a lot like Willie, I don't want to go.
It's too similar, though.
You could call it Free Willie, like the whale.
But the preceding thing, though, is that I want to steal. I know people got all agitated and worked up when... Uh-huh. We said we wanted to come up with a new FOF theme. But that one drains me so much.
Oh, you don't like that one?
People say it's their anthem. It makes them know it's Friday. But hey, I mean, so we can come up with a new one. That one just drains
me. Somebody was poking you.
It's like being on if you're the host, you're Monty Hall after doing the Match Game or not Match Game. Let's Make a Deal for like 25 years.
Yep.
It's like Wheel of Fortune.
You're like, don't tell me which Zonk is behind which door. I don't want to know. I have to be.
JR never wanted to know the finish to a match.
Good God.
You wanted that natural reaction. Do you want to stick with just this one? And we'll just use this one and nothing else?
864-241-4318.
Yeah. I like that one.
That one gets me in the mood.
I like it a lot. Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Mood to what?
Makes me want to go to a black church even more.
To dance.
Go to a church. All right.
Forget it.
864-241-4318. Where do you want to start with this?
Let's start with a fun one. So we talked about Dildo Derek. We talked to him.
Right.
Which ended up being a cool dude.
Fun little, yeah, dude, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
But we gave him a little grief in the beginning, like Tuesday when we heard from Willa. Because we thought he might be a virgin. And he didn't know what he was doing.
Sure.
So somebody got offended that we might have thought Derek was a virgin.
We were virgin shaming.
And they called in with their own virginity story.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Interesting. Yeah. I hope they sound age appropriate. It is the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah.
This is the FOF line.
Quit giving people crap about losing their virginity. I'll tell you the best story. I almost lost my virginity. Well, almost means I didn't. But I almost lost it up in a tree deer hunting in a deer stand. And the blizzard of 93, a woman was going to climb up in the tree stand, and she slipped and fell and broke her foot and got frostbite. And I didn't get to lose my virginity that day. But I thought it was funny.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to say she broke her hymen. I was like...
God bless America. Oh. You win. Like, we get to go home now. It ain't going to get no better than that.
He lost hers instead of him losing hers, and nobody did anything.
Any doctors or nurses know, like, can you fall and break it? Like, you go home? You're like, Dad, look, I still have the chastity belt on. Like, I just fell out of a tree.
Women think if they get it replaced, they're re-virginized.
Well, I mean, who's going to check it? This isn't like the 1400s.
Yeah, you don't
before
know.
Before you get married.
It's not like you get an official notification. Hey.
I mean, you can fall off a horse and break it.
Just the fact that it was going to happen in a tree stand.
You know crap?
Hmm?
Like falling off, like not riding it too much?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do it with a tampon, technically.
You know, I've never tried.
I don't know. I'm sorry for
But it's
that.
Like that's something you don't really think about as a guy, right?
Manpons.
Manpons.
Wow.
I don't even know. I mean, to be honest with you, with that whole, I'm going down a rabbit hole. Never mind.
Quit saying hole quite so much.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I didn't know the first person that I did it with didn't ever say, "Well, you were a virgin."
Yeah, like that.
Like, do they know, or did I not have one at that point?
I guess they just kind of guess afterwards, right?
Whoa.
Because I fell off a horse. I always thought maybe that's...
Are we having this... Are you serious?
I swear to God, I'd never... No one ever said, oh...
I don't know how to ask the question that I want to ask. I'll ask you off there, because it's quite like... You know, it's maybe graphic deemed. Let me turn the microphone off real quick. I can still hear me talking.
Hang on a second. Let me get the music.
You smoking the bandit?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Because it's very... I hate leaving the audience in the dark.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, my God.
They
enjoyed
this song, though. God, I'm glad.
It was bad.
Okay.
I wouldn't phrase it that way.
Because we're off the air, I said it that way. I wouldn't have said it that way on the air. I would have used medical terms like vagine. Wow,
so
you've been through the ringer, honey.
I appreciate it, but look, we all struggle.
So you technically are still a virgin, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I mean, what part are we talking
turns
about?
Turns for the very first time.
No.
I've been reborn. I'm Leroy now.
No, I'm Leroy.
Leroy. Do you want to...
No.
You want to... I know, like, I don't want to honestly want to do an hour on that.
I just want to like,
just sit back and listen to Paige.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Listen to old brought that up.
Flasher Trash over here.
Flasher Trash, Leroy.
Here's a guy who almost got wrecked pretty bad on his motorcycle, and he ain't happy about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's that phone number if I want to call?
Oh, I'm sorry. 864-241-4318. Yeah.
This mother in front of Walmart pulled out in front of me on my Harley with my wife on the back. This piece of he got so close to me, I couldn't get my hand in between my bike and that guy's car. I stuck my leg out and kicked a big old mother dent in the side of this guy's mother car. What a piece of these mother that don't watch out for people on bikes. It gets worse every damn day, but I'll tell you what, I'm never going to stop riding. It's ride or die on my Harley, baby.
That's the spirit, brother.
Isn't that what Carrie Underwood said in the song? I kicked the MFN dent in his car.
That was Courtney Carrie Martin that said that one.
She Carrie said it for
Ricky Boy.
Was this Leo Darkbar, the horse that you fell off of when you were
Leroy
I
Darkbar?
I was never around me. I was Leroy never. Darkbar. That horse was such a blank hole that they wouldn't let me near him. He was such a jerk horse. Do you
jerk
see that
horse.
That video of that horse just going in and kicking other horses? That was Leo. He was a
dude.
Punk. He was a that's ass.
Somebody that I know has a farm. It was they bringing a new horse through the stables, and that horse would walk by, and if it just wouldn't kick the other horses, it'd kick the stable door that they were like saying, "I'm King Blank."
Yeah,
walking
look
up
at me.
In
my name is Leo.
Yeah, that sounds like a lion's name.
But what if they had to get a sample from the horse? They're like, Paige, go stand in front of the horse and shake
I'm
him
not,
a little.
He wouldn't
put these gloves
me.
On.
I'm a human.
He wants something to look
a
at.
A little filly to
you
look
know,
at.
You know, he likes it when you use the of glove on him.
I know.
No, like, I'm no filly.
The guy that's catching the sample's got to, like, put it up under his arm, right? Like, hold the sleeve.
You know, that was, again, it was in that Jackass movie. I did not watch that scene.
I fell off a mare who was notorious.
Was it Knox White?
No.
You fell off a
mare horse. Because she used to like to just, you know, you
Bojack
feed
horse.
Her and you'd get her saddle on. And she liked to just run back to the barn. And
she probably like other women riding her.
She'd knock you off. She wasn't very nice, but I made her nice.
Well, you were riding reverse cowgirl. It made no sense.
She's like, hey, I ain't into this.
She's
you're
like,
going the wrong way.
Off,
we're going this
get,
direction.
Get off of me.
You better put a dude on my back, not a woman.
Also,
somebody
else pointed this out. And it's an observation I've had, too, that anybody on a motorcycle, like he said, my Harley. But if you name dropped your car, that's weird. Like if you, like,
yeah.
It sounds like you're like name dropping.
Well, you only do it with Harleys, right? Or would you do it with an Indian or Yamaha? Hey, man, this is my Ninja. Get off my Ninja.
I mean, probably, maybe, I guess, but like that's like saying, yeah, man.
My CBR.
I was like, I looked at him, I was like, dude, I'm in a Ram. You don't want to mess with me.
Now, you would do it with Ducati or BMW, right? You would mention those for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, this
you're
is my
convertible.
Ducati.
I just, you know.
You think when people drive Cybertruck, don't they spell Cybertruck with no C? Like, the last C? Like, it's T-R-U-K?
Oh, I don't know. Right? I haven't seen that.
Is the Cybertruck those silver things that people are...
Yeah, yeah. But I just wonder, like, do they, when they write that, do they write my truck?
Like, probably.
You can't spell it correctly. They,
my C-truck.
They spell it like Elon says it.
Cybertruck. Dude, he can't say the word murder, which is so funny that I'm laughing at such an awful word.
Yep.
But he says murderers. Murderers.
He,
have
he
I played
struggles.
That clip before?
I think so.
Okay. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
All right. When we come back,
sorry.
Take a little break.
Are we going to wait for the heat at the end since we know that one of two people in the room is going to get eviscerated verbally?
All right.
You know what? You'll get that when we come back.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and just get that heat out of the way.
It's like halftime.
I can't
because
wait.
Because later, you remember the guy that called and said they hated North Carolina or hated South Carolina?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's going back to North Carolina. We got a response to that guy.
Oh, that guy.
Huh. Well,
he's not going to get out of here unscathed, buddy.
I mean, that's what happens. And I love them. I love when they'll catch on for like 4 or 5 weeks where this guy calls out this type of person, like a biker. And then the dump truck driver calls. And they like stay on each other's ass for like 4 or 5 weeks.
It's like a big feud.
I love it.
Never ending feud.
What you mad about? 864-241-4318. Find yourself on the FOF line. More of that next. Good morning.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. You know, the internet cannot decide about the thing Paige was talking about that only women can break. Falling off a horse.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, this right here says that certain doctors in the past have said that, I'm not making a pun here, but being in a car accident and getting hit from behind has been known to do such. Breaking the, is hymen the medical term?
I believe so.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Used to be dangerously when I was a kid.
I'm going to have to.
The wise man. I was making a Paul Heyman joke. It really didn't go over.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, man. Right.
I'm sorry for you. Still not knowing if you've lost your virginity or not,
know.
If it was a horse that did it to you.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad I'm not a woman.
I don't know if you have a celebration after that happens. And
it would be tough to call you fat girl to your face.
Well, like, imagine this.
It would. Do you imagine? Like, if you're you, but you're a woman,
hey,
but you're
going
to be fat girl.
You're never going to convince me as a woman that you get pleasure from the accompaniment of a man. If I go up to you and I keep poking you in the chest over and over, that ain't going to feel good, is it?
Maybe that different. Particular act, I'm not a fan of that anyway.
Not much different than, you know, the other.
Like, she's got to have a big upper body, and I don't mean just breasts, but, like, she's got to be physically strong in stature for me to get into that move on her.
He's got a whole job.
Are we talking about the same thing here? Look at me.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, like, just in general, like the print, like, you know, the concept of, you know, if I poke you right here, it's not much different than getting poked somewhere else.
Oh, well, it's
still a little cumbersome either way, right?
But if there was an area by that area in my arm that you're
hitting,
if
you know what you're doing, it could be very, very fun.
So sometimes, like, what if they were poking you in the shoulder right there, but then they came here with the other hand and they're slapping the area just above the shoulder where they're poking you?
So what he's saying,
I don't know if that the
is
they
it,
start flicking you on the shoulder.
And I agree in some terms. If
start licking your shoulder.
If you don't park in the right garage, that may be true.
Either or, it's just, I don't know how this, I'm just, look, it's just too much upkeep to be a woman.
Has that ever happened real quick? Don't name or anything, but like, oops, you had to say, wait a minute, wrong.
Yes.
God, a mess, man. Were y'all drunk?
No, look.
Probably.
That's not
and
somebody
married,
that, you know.
Married life is a little different than dating life.
That's somebody trying to attempt something, right? Like, very direct. Like,
I don't see how a man that is sober would accidentally do that unless he's trying and he's waiting for you to push him away and you're not. And he's like, oh, I guess
how
she's
you
in
doing?
Me.
Buddy, you took a wrong turn, sweetie.
Did he do it funny? Like, oh, okay, my bad.
My bad.
It's like, oh, wrong place completely.
Never mind. Not going back there.
Back
sorry.
To Tuna Town we
no,
go.
No, we do not. We're done.
Like, your sister's cool with it.
For a while.
All right. 864.
I already got more voicemails. I can see them coming.
24. I know. A lot of the FOF line calls are like, y'all talk too much in between of the FOF line. 864-241-4318.
If you ride a golf cart, this guy has a message for you. And I can't say that I disagree with him. If I'm being honest.
Outside of residential areas, I hate him.
You might agree with this guy, too.
It might be me.
This is to all these motherfuckers that live in these small towns that be driving their golf carts down the main road. Here's a clue for you. It's illegal to drive a golf cart, four-wheeler, your lawnmower in traffic. And they're going like 2.5 miles an hour, and you're sitting here trying to get your kids to school, and they're leisure riding in their golf cart. Here's a clue: get on the damn side of the road where you belong.
I have to agree. I mean, I do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's just...
It's...
You got no business being on the road.
Also, it's like, it is not... Like, you know, I lived in a subdivision. I had a golf cart, drove it within the community, loved it. It was awesome, fun little thing to do in the evenings and all that. But, like, when you take them, like, you know, those of you who live in the 05 and other, and you out there on freaking Augusta Dam Road, driving a golf cart on that road, like...
Dangerous.
And you got kids in there. Mm-hmm. They just sitting on the back looking at you while you sitting in traffic. Like, you ain't got on a seatbelt. They ain't even an old crap bar to grab.
So you see
just
them
hold on one arm. That's it.
I see them all over Clemson in traffic.
Golf cart batteries falling off.
It's trying to get around.
And there's one...
Nubby tires.
...neighborhood that I know of it's dangerous because the cars kind of whip through there at night.
Plus, I remember one time, too, I was going in my old neighborhood. I was going down a hill part of my neighborhood I never drove through because I didn't live there. Like, it was on the other end, so I never drove through there. Boy, I was going down that hill catching. It had a governor on it. It didn't go crazy fast, but I freaking caught a speed bump that I was not aware that was there.
Oh, no.
And it did the quickest air to ground ever. It was like, boop, like that. I mean, literally.
Had a governor on it?
Yes.
We're going to catch this bump.
We're going to catch some owl, ain't we, Matt Man?
We're going to be flying around everywhere now.
I say, that's a speed bump coming ahead.
Fix these roads now. You know a lot of trees.
Y'all want to gamble now? All of a sudden, we're going to gamble in this state, Auburn?
God, please, that's going to happen. People will take the moped tags and put them on their dirt bikes. See that a lot now, too. Like, it's not street legal. I knew you were out here with a... You got a 110, you're driving around trying to convince people it's a motorcycle.
You know, it is dumb that it just says moped. Like,
yeah.
What if you said, 911, I'm about behind a moped that I think the bitch fell off. I can read his shirt, and he's smoking crack. All right, do you have a tag number? Yes, it's moped.
That's all it says.
Moped.
We're going 20 miles per hour.
Moped.
Send your best cop. Don't send that chief who shaves his nuts into people's eggs.
Oh,
that's
so
in New Jersey.
So rude.
And what was it? Bergen County. All right. Here comes the heat.
You want to place a couple wagers here? Could be one of two people. Now, of course, I know who it is, so I can't bet. That would be illegal.
And you rounded it down in the promo that we see again. The promo that plays throughout the day gives you little clues as to about what will be on the next show. Like Monday, we'll be back live and all that. And special thing for that. Mm-hmm. But I will say, because you're so enthusiastic about it, that it's not you.
Yeah.
And I think you reduced it down to just you and I.
Okay.
Which is a great song. I don't know if you remember or not.
Oh,
just
yeah.
You don't think it's me?
Never forget.
I don't think it's you.
Well, it's not Paige. We eliminated her in the promo yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's either Matt or myself. And you don't think it's me. I think it's you.
I don't know why you'd be so giddy about it unless you've already got like a proper like response ready to throw on them because you knew ahead of time what it is. That's where I don't mind it because your work ethic behind it is insane. The way Fatboy takes, literally, like... This 1 hour of radio, what would you say, 5-6 hours?
Yeah, it's not easy to do.
I mean, like, think about that, literally. To edit it down.
We got to listen to a lot of them.
You're like, oh, this is great. And then another one comes in. You're like, okay, it's slowly sliding down, not as good.
Yeah.
So we don't do it as much because, you know, there's a lot of production involved and there's some other stuff going on.
And I do tell you to keep me in the dark because I don't like replaying things up. Like, you know, acting like I don't know if I did. So I would say that it is me because... You are either that or it is you, and you've got a solid response ready for the person.
It's a very odd call, but I know this person.
Okay, then it's definitely you then.
They call all the damn time. So I finally let one through. But you got to be good to get through. So this was one of their better calls.
Okay, so it is about me now because he's saying, oh, you wouldn't say that a positive about somebody about to bust your balls. All right, so here, I'll take it. Go ahead.
I'm excited.
This is P1 Lopus. I have called several times, and you guys will not play them. Really confusing because you say we can f***ing cuss, and you'll f***ing let it rip on the air. I was born a lady, but I have taken on, instead of Matilda, I am Mano.
That is my new personality name, lifestyle. I am part of the LGBTQ community, so I'm sure you will remember some of my voicemails on the FOF line. Fat boy, you are a piece of shit. So f*** you, and if I had a f***, I'd stick it right in your
She said ear hole. They said ear hole.
Holy moly.
Wow, fat boy.
I didn't even think that was the same
I don't remember the clip. The context.
Oh. The clip was a woman. If I had a blank, I would stick it right up your blank. Aww. So
don't have one anymore. Right?
I even complimented. Like I was like, I like the way she said blank you. And then it was about you. But now, what was the preamble? Also, she's not in the plus part of the community. I noticed that.
P1 Little Puss calls a lot. And it's usually just like nothing. Like there's no substance to it.
Is that the person that calls and says, because this is, whoever this person is calls in and says, usually when the calls are ringing, it's about what we just talked about or something that's coming up or whatever. And Fat Boy says this person will, not that person, but a person will call in and say, what are we talking about today? Is that who that is?
No, because it's just usually just a lot of FOF calls.
I see.
So she'll call the whatever.
So
Little Puss will call the FOF line, and it's just nothing.
I'm not being an agitator right now. I'm literally asking. So that person was born was known as Matilda as a woman. But what's the new name? Nano?
He says, hang on, let me get it again, because I don't...
Sounds like they're in the Matrix. Yeah.
There's some stuff to break down here in the first part of the
week. I'm not...
This is P1 Lopus. I have called several times.
Several times?
Several times now.
Why don't you put me on the radio, guy?
And you guys will not...
Can we stop? Can we start being the Rise Guys? Can we start being Rise Guys?
We are there. Who's the Rise Guys?
Rise Guys.
I call several times.
Really confusing because you say we can cuss and you'll let it rip on the air. I was born a lady.
Was born a lady.
Okay.
Okay.
I am taking notes.
Okay.
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 I'm with you.
But I have taken on, instead of Matilda, I am Nano.
Okay, Nano. So like a nanosecond. So there's a lot of little here. Little Puss, and then Nano, meaning a small particle.
So they identify as a man, but don't have the part, right? Which makes sense in the end.
Still has the voice of a woman, if I may say. And that should also be a song title. Go ahead.
That is my new personality name, lifestyle. I am part of the LGBTQ community.
Well,
I'm sure you will remember some of my voicemails on the FOF line. Fat boy, you are a piece of shit. So f*** you. And if I had a I'd stick it right in your
So is that something like... Again, not patron, not whatever. Is that something like is down the road? They will be obtaining fully, and then that's they're threatening you for when they do get that. Then they're going to come do that to you.
Yeah, like I don't want you to get one now. If you know you're going to think you're going to do that,
boy's going to. It's called a don't fund me for don't fund me.
Defund me.
Defund me.
Is
that taken?
We're talking about old bits we thought about kicking around.
Yes, that like a positive Friday.
Usually, like when Little Puss calls, is look. I think they're drunk.
Yeah.
This is how it sounds. This is usually nothing to it, but that was one of the funnier ones.
Are they usually are they time stamped? I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So do you get more overnight or like weekend late at nights, or does that ever change or
get a lot Mondays. People are really aggravated on Mondays.
Mm.
I don't ever withhold that. I don't hold a grudge against anybody. If it's funny, it's funny.
Right.
It's good for the show. You put it on.
Yeah.
That was just one of the funniest ones she's ever had, because they're usually not funny. You'll take a break.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That was
I know.
Good.
You, dude, seriously, look at me. Good swerve. Like, you totally worked me the whole way around. Because, honestly, I was going to say it, but I was like, if I'm right, he'll get mad at me for blowing his wad or blowing his bit.
Yeah. Look at me.
But I was like, I bet it is Paige. But then you turn around, it was freaking you. I ain't playing poker with you.
Don't do it. Straight poker.
All right. More of the FOF line next. 864-241-4318. Thank you.
KP1's
talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
People want to hear more from Nano. Mm-hmm. They
Nano.
People enjoyed
interesting.
Nano's call.
I've called several times.
That's where they came
I'm
from.
I'm sitting here waiting to get on the show.
And it's not she, Paige.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize to me. Yep. Apologize to Puss.
To Puss and the whole community.
Sorry, yeah. Puss.
Oh, well.
You're delightful. I mean, you are.
You
really are. There were times when, like, I didn't care for you at all, and now it's really into you.
That goes both ways.
I know you do. Well, I heard that about you. 864.
You now.
It's fun if we could like bust balls, and you don't really think the other person means it. Like I do, but I make you think I don't, and I think that makes it funner.
Really does.
Look at me. I'm just messing with you. 864. 241. Sorry, just talk to you like you're a dog just then.
I know. I just can't wait for my treat now.
Good boy. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Here is the guy who said he was leaving South Carolina and move to North Carolina because he don't like it here anymore.
Mm. Oh,
so here's that original call. Before we play the response.
Yeah, P1 Bug Zapper here, man. I just want to say I'm leaving tomorrow from South Carolina, going up to go to my home state, North Carolina. But I just want to give South Carolina a big I'm telling you right now, I have never seen such backwoods, inbred, backwards bunch of dumbass motherfuckers in my life. This place takes the cake. I tell you right now, man, from nosy Christians to everybody else being an ass. So you know what, South Carolina, suck it.
Ooh.
Wow.
He's going to need a new phone after you blew that one out. You're not going to be invited to a Waffle Fest, buddy, so you can go to hell.
I know. It's this weekend, so you're screwed.
Can't rock the country with Kid Rock.
Can't
now.
Go to Comic-Con. Can't go to the RV show.
Mm-mm.
You moron.
What are you doing?
You stay out of Liberty and Waffle Fest, buddy.
This is a.
I wish there was more examples,
is
though.
This going to start a civil war?
Like, let's not say those words.
People are waiting. Like, I've been ready. I've been ready since birth.
I know. When that movie came out, I was like, oh, come on. Of all times for y'all to put out that movie, don't do it. Uh-huh. Marvel did their little universe of the Civil War. Now you're doing yours.
Oh, boy.
I wonder what it was, though. Because, I mean, I'm a lifelong resident here, and I feel that way sometimes, but it's usually traffic-related stuff.
Yeah, like he said nosy Christians and just people being a-holes.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about that.
It's going to happen everywhere, right?
More about that, yeah.
Well, you're not going to get out of here unscathed. Here's a response. This guy's got some thoughts about North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Got to even it out, maybe.
Were we going to hear some Virginians before this is all over with? Let's find out. The FOF line.
Oh, boy.
That little f***er just called in and said he was moving to North Carolina because South Carolina wasn't nothing but trash. Mm. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You ain't moving to nothing but a dump because there ain't nothing but little millenniums down here that don't want to work, don't want to do nothing. Oh, no. So take your ass on somewhere else because this f***ing North Carolina ain't happening. No. I believe I'd rather be in f***ing South Carolina, North Carolina. I hate every f***ing body anyway, so it don't matter.
Oh,
dude.
He was thinking of the kiddie boomers, I think.
Ah!
And he said, the millenniums.
He said, blank word, another name for a cigarette.
Man.
Millenniums.
Millenniums.
I love both states, but my only gripe about South Carolina is the women here don't know how to flush the toilet.
Oh, my God.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Like here in this building or in this town?
No, I work at two different places. Not in this building at all. They're very
clean.
In this
town?
In this town.
This one horse town?
I'm specifically say Greenville, South Carolina.
That's saying a lot.
You need to teach your women how to flush the dang toilet. Because I've gone into different bathrooms at different places, and people don't flush the toilet.
Like, are you talking about leaving logs or just paper?
Everything. Like, pee-pee, everything. It is so nasty, and they leave paper everywhere. It's just women need to be... That is my only gripe about South Carolina today.
Yeah,
I have heard people say that, you know, public bathroom-wise, sometimes the women's are a little rougher than the men's.
I've never in my life seen anything like this.
Can we play it again? That's like the way it says, millenniums.
I loved millenniums. I died laughing and didn't hear the rest of it.
That little just called in and said he was moving to North Carolina because South Carolina wasn't nothing but trash. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You ain't moving to nothing but a dump because there ain't nothing but little millenniums down here that don't want to work, don't want to do nothing. So take your ass on somewhere else because this North Carolina ain't happening. I believe I'd rather be in South Carolina. North Carolina. I hate everybody anyway, so it don't matter.
You don't like the little...
See, D-Generation X kids.
You don't like the millenniums.
It does not.
See, there is a problem here because somebody... I'm stuck on the toilet thing. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Should we call
Here's a live FOF.
Someone texted in and said that I work for a utility company in Lawrence, and they had to put up signs for people not to pee on the seat and flush the toilets. There is a problem here.
Well, that's why you get the little sayings, right? So you can encourage people to learn how to aim.
I will go ahead and admit this publicly. And if I get in trouble, guess what? I'm leaving at 10:01, so we'll have a meeting on 385. The sign that was downstairs in the private... Shut up. I don't care. Paige, I think, already knows. Fat Boy May. There's a sign in there that says, please wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a freaking Sharpie and I wrote through please. I marked it out. Just says, wash your hands. I hate those at restaurants that say, employees, please wash your hands. You're a health, in a sense, like things that people are taking into their body, meaning food and drinks and all that stuff. You should tell everyone to wash their hands. Like, yeah. It doesn't mean they're going to read it and do it, but hey, employees, we're touching food and drinks. Wash your hands. So are the people that are in here touching their dinglings. Wash your hands. Gross.
You know how defiant people are. They like to, you know, reject authority, so...
But here's the thing, the people that say, well, I use hand sanitizer.
Fat Boy sniffs it.
But you're using that after you do whatever you're doing, your business in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You don't wash your hands, and then you put your dirty, nasty hand on the doorknob, where I might have to put my clean hands on there.
Some people open the door with their ass. I've seen it.
So while I'm opening my book of life now, I'm going to tell you another thing, too. I had a P1 get real mad at me one time at a bar because... they ordered a round of shots. It sounds like the color purple and then a body part after that. I just went to the restroom and that guy was in there and I watched. I pay attention to that crap. He did not wash his hands. And then the shot glass, this is when the shot glasses were, it was late in the night and they'd give you those little paper cups, about yay tall, like a shot glass tall.
Yep.
It looked like something like a clock would put their ketchup in.
All right, like a little ramekin thing.
Yeah. And he's passing them out to everybody with his finger around the
rim.
Ew. Why am I having such a tough time? It's like we're playing charades right now. I'm putting it around the rim.
Top. Yeah.
And I would not accept the shot. Because his...
Somebody else drank it, didn't
had,
it?
He did. Well, he's like, well, I'll drink it then. I was like, oh
that was
does it taste a little salty?
Alcohol will kill the bacteria?
I don't care. In my mind, I don't...
You got to wash up. Don't you lick your fingers when you go to the bathroom?
Nope. Only when I'm...
You're putting bacteria down there from your mouth. Your mouth is the most dirtiest place ever.
How do you know? You should see his remote control.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.